弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning to brothers and sisters.
好耐未有讲堂信息啊。
It's been a while since we've had a word from the pulpit.
因为我哋都陶醉喺特会嘅交通嘅里边。
Yes, for the last period of time, we have emphasized we have spent time in sharing.
喺呢个特会里边嗰个主题系十字架。
Now, the message of the special conference that we just finished was on the cross.
是讲到十字架与这个肉体就是自己。十字架与世界和十字架与律法。
The cross and how it relates to the flesh, which is ourselves, to the world, and to the law.
那究竟什么是十字架呢?
So, in reality, what is the cross?
十字架在我们的身上要做成什么事情呢?
And what is the purpose for the cross to be in our lives? What is to be the outcome?
相信如果我们听回特会的信息我们都很清楚。
Now, we should be very clear if we take the time to listen to the messages again from the special conference.
这个十字架和我这个己呢是发生极大的关系的。
We know that it is intimately related. The cross is intimately related to the self.
主要藉住十字架嚟到对付我哋呢个己肉体。
That the Lord desires to utilize the cross as the means to deal severely with the self.
所以神咧就设计咗放置咗一啲嘅人、一啲嘅事、一啲嘅物喺我哋嘅环境、喺我哋周围。
And that's why God then arranges for certain people, certain events, certain things to be in our lives.
叫我们去学习这个十字架的功课。
In order for us to learn the lesson of the cross.
叫我们学习坚持我们自己应有的权利。
To allow us to understand how we need to keep our rights.
叫我们学习放弃我们的权利。
I'm sorry, how we should let go of our rights, to forsake our rights.
以至于神儿子的生命在我们里面来活出来。
In order for the Son of God to be lived out from us.
叫我们慢慢藉着走十字架的道路被磨成神儿子的样式。
That we might continually, gradually walk along this path of the cross in order for us to be molded into the image of God's Son.
我们也都经过特会我都十分清楚十字架不是那个的结局。
From the conference, we also have come to the understanding that the cross is not the end. If the cross was the very conclusion, then no one would want to walk this path of the cross. For behind the cross, there is resurrection. Behind the cross, there is the aspect, a glorious aspect.
所以今天回到我们自己身上究竟我们愿不愿意走这条十字架的道路呢
So the question comes back to us. Are we willing to walk this path of the cross?
我觉得我们倘若要愿意肯去走这条十字架的道路必须有一个条件。
Now, if we are willing to walk this path of the cross, then there is one criterion.
我们必须要看见十字架背后的荣耀。
And that is that we must be able to see the glory that lies beyond the cross.
如果我们没有这个体见不知道的话呢我们说去走十字架道路是很辛苦的一回事。
If we don't have this understanding, if we don't see it in that particular way, then it is a very painful process for us to walk the path of the cross.
请我们打开圣经希伯来书第十二章第二节。
Let's turn to our Bibles, to Hebrews chapter 12.
我打開了就不要刪埋佢。今天我很多時間都在這個希伯來書那裡的交通。
We will actually spend an enormous amount of time this morning in the book of Hebrews, so don't close your Bibles after you've opened it to Hebrews.
希伯來書第十二章第二節。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱忍受了十字架的苦难便坐在神宝座右边。
beginning of reading verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们的主耶稣一看见他前面的喜乐，就轻看十字架的苦难。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross.
虽然在十字架上是十分的痛苦,
even though the cross itself is extremely painful,
但见到前面更大喜乐，这一切不算什么。
But when we see the surpassing joy that lies beyond, then this pain does not mean much.
你问那些生产过的姊妹,
if you ask those who have newly become mothers,
生产是很痛苦的,
for sure, birth is an extremely painful process.
但看见生出来的宝宝这么肥嘟嘟，
but when you see the results, you see an infant so adorable.
虽然未生出来,
even though when a woman is just pregnant,
但思想在前面起落，这些不算什么。
And she's able to see the joy that lies beyond, then the pain that she's suffering at that time doesn't really mean much.
多数的妈妈呢，生了个BB之后，你问她仲生不生啊？哎呀，咁得意，仲生多个，唔紧要，痛啲都唔紧要。
If you ask a mother who has just delivered a baby, you could ask them, oh, would you think about having a second child? They would think, well, seeing the child so adorable and so lovely, yeah, I don't mind having a second one.
所以人需要有看见啊。
So, people, individuals need to have that vision.
你知道在这个世界上，我们科学家，尤其是天文学家，他们设计一些望远镜来望天文。
As we know that scientists, especially astronomers, they utilize different types of telescopes.
来望天上边的星象。
To look upon the heavenly bodies, the stars in the universe.
尤其是他们要知道究竟宇宙是怎样形成的。
And furthermore, scientists, astronomers, they want to know how the creation came to being.
所以他们那些天文望远镜就越起越大。
So those telescopes become bigger and more multifaceted.
因为越大就能够望得越远。
The bigger or the more grand that it is, then you're able to see further into space.
他们愿意望到宇宙起初是怎么形成的。
Hoping to be able to find the secrets of how the universe began.
因为今天你见到这个太阳光是在7秒钟之前从太阳发出的。
The sunshine that we are enjoying currently, right at this very moment, originated from the sun 7 seconds ago.
所以如果我们见到100万光年远的星星所发出的光，在我们来到眼里已经是100万年前的事了。
So we see the light of a star a billion light years away. We realize that that star emitted that light a billion light years ago.
A billion years ago. 所以越大的望远镜就叫我们能够越近到创世初期的情节。
So the further the scope of the telescope is able to get, or to go, then the closer we draw to the origin.
现在天文学家的望远镜已经远到个地步，能够看到差不多是这个Big Bang，那个大爆炸之后没多久的情形了。
And so it is accepted that the ability of the telescope that we have allows the astronomers to be able to see to a distance that is not long right after what is supposedly the Big Bang theory, the Big Bang had happened.
因为他们要看见。
Because the astronomers wanted to see.
但无论这些天文望远镜有多大, but they只能够往过去来望。
No matter how sophisticated telescopes get, is limited what astronomers would be able to see.
他们不能够望向将来。
They will never be able to see, certainly, the future.
都不知道将来会发生什么事。
They will certainly have no clue of what will happen in the future.
甚至乎都不能够往后，往以往来望，望到创世以前的事。
Nor are they going to be able to look back to see the origin, the real moment of creation.
所以唔怪乎今日世界上好多人要睇长相，听呢个命理。
No wonder many people are delving into the matters of fortune telling.
但系其实喺神嘅儿女心里边都有一个嘅望远镜。
Now for the children of God, we actually have a telescope in our hearts.
唔单止能够望向将来。
And that telescope not only allows us to see actually what is in the future,
并且在过去的事我都能够完全晓得
but it allows us full understanding of what has occurred in the past.
但很可惜我们这个望远镜望到将来过去但不拿到诺贝尔奖的。
But unfortunately, even though this telescope that's in our heart can see to the future and can see to our past, it does not qualify to be able to gain us a Nobel Prize.
我们来看希伯来书第十一章第一节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
原来在我们心里边的这个望远镜呢，乃信心。
This telescope that we are speaking of that is in our hearts, it is faith.
请听我们来读希伯来书第十一章第一节第二节。
Please listen as we read chapter 11 verses 1 and 2.
第一节。
Verse 1 actually.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
信是所望之事的实底。是未见之事的确据。
Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
我们都运用我们的信心的。
Now we all utilize faith.
但神却要求我们对神有一个信心。
But God desires for us to have a faith in God.
并且信靠神的话。
And to accept,to believe in God and His
word.
Now Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 tells us or defines for us what faith is. The faith is assurance of things hoped for.
就是你对所盼望的事情有十分的把握。
And that is that you haveAssurance to the very things that you hope for.
但你盼望的事未发生的事，你有好大把握。
Those things that you hope for that have not yet developed or have come to pass, you are assured that they will and they shall.
好似你有一间屋作为你产业一样。
So, say for example, you have an inheritance in the real estate of a house.
你未见过那间屋。
Now, let's say that you've never seen that house before.
但有人将个屋契摆喺你嘅手里边。
But someone gave you the key to that particular house.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, the deed. The deed of that house and places it into your hands.
咁你就知，虽然你未见嗰间屋，你揸住屋契，你知道你有间屋。
So even though you never set your eyes on that house before physically, but you have a deed in your hands, so you know.
我系对盼望事有十分嘅把握，呢个系信心。虽然冇见到。
Now to have
to. 虽然未实现。
To be assured of things hoped for, even though it has not yet come to pass, it doesn't seem to be concretely there, but nevertheless, we are assured of its existence.
我记得我细个女女仲系喺下边呢个 BB 房嘅时候。
I remember when my daughter, when she was at age, when she was still in the nursery.
佢就好有问题，因为爸爸妈妈放低佢嘅时候咧，佢就每次都大喊。
Now she had a big problem.In terms of detachment goes, as far as detachment goes. So whenever we dropped her off at the nursery, she would cry and cry.
但你告诉她，完了之后呢，爸爸妈妈会来接你的。
But if you, when we told her, oh, after the meeting ends, mommy and daddy will come and pick you up again.
在里面就生发一个盼望出来，爸爸妈妈完了会来接我，不会抌低我的。
So what that does is creates a hope in that child. She knows that Just like was stated, her mom and dad will come back to take her, to pick her up and that they will not desert her.
并且她接受了这个成为一个事实。
And she now not only has a hope, but she really fully realizes that's going to be an assured thing.
她就叫她祷告了。
So we tell her to pray.
她就主耶稣求你叫爸爸，完了就会来接我。
And so she would pray, Lord, I ask that you just allow my daddy to come and pick me up after the meeting ends. After the meeting ends, I pray that my mommy will come and pick me up. After the meeting ends, I pray that my older brother will come and pick me up. It doesn't matter, she wants the whole world to come and pick her up. And because of that, now she's able to let go, and so she no longer cry. Now, this started off as just a hope, something that she hopes would happen, but it became assured in her. It was formulated to be something concrete. And even though it has not yet happened, she is fully assured that it shall happen. And then it goes on, this particular definition tells us that faith is a conviction of things not seen. There are certain things that are just not visible to the
eye.
But at the same time, we can be 100% sure, we're fully assured that that thing which is not seen will happen.
在哥林多后书4章17-18节那里是这么说的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it tells us that in verses 17 and 18.
原来我们所顾念的，我们不是顾念那些看得见的。
What we should focus and emphasize are not the things that actually are visible to us.
我们所顾念的是那些看不见的。
What we should look at are those things which actually are not seen.
因为看得见的是暂时的。
For the things that are seen are temporal.
看不见的是永远的。
And those things which are not seen are eternal.
这个世界上很多东西都好像是永远的吧。
You might say, well, there are lots of things in this world that seems to be eternal, quote unquote.
你看黄金，你见过黄金生锈啊？
Have you ever seen gold rust?
我还没见过黄金生锈了。
I've never seen a gold bar rust.
好像黄金都是永远的。So
seemingly, gold is eternal.
但问题我这个人不是永远的。
But the problem is that we, the person, we are not eternal.
你拥有多少黄金都好，有一天你都要给了人家。
Doesn't matter how many bars of gold you accumulate for yourselves, one day is not going to be yours.
股票上上落落，今天是说是你的，明天都不是你的。
The stocks go up and down. Today the stock went up, tomorrow all of it might be gone. You won't have it.
因为我们这个人是短暂的。
Because we are temporal, the person. So that is not what we should look at or emphasize. We should not just look at the things which are seen, but we have to realize there is a spiritual world that exists as well. And the God whom we believe, He also is not visible to us. But it doesn't mean that He does not exist. I'm sure that all of us have had this similar experience. If you just think back a little bit, reflect on the very day that you accepted the Lord as your Savior. Even though at that moment in time, you still cannot see the Lord. But when the Holy Spirit entered into your heart, you were filled with a joy. And there is a great change that commenced at that time in your life. No longer do you have all these questions or doubts about the Bible. Because you knew at that moment in time that this God was a real God. Even though He was not visible to you. But you are assured, you are absolutely assured and know that He is real. But that's not restricted just to the moment in time when we accepted the Lord. It also applies to us today as we walk, that we also have this faith. We trust and know that those things which God tells us in His words about what is to come has not happened, but we are assured that it shall happen exactly as He has stated.
Okay, 今天我在地上边, 我们的行事为人, 是凭着信心,
So that the things that we do, the things that we engage in are based on faith, not based on sight.
所以在哥林多后书第5章9至10节你听我读就可以了。
So that's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses
9 and 10,
it tells us this.
我们立了志向是要得到主的喜悦。
You don't have to turn to it, but 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning of verse 9, it says, therefore we also have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to Him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
尤其是这个礼拜发生这么多事情啊,
especially this particular week, many things has happened actually during this past week.
在我心里边有一个看见,
in my heart, all these things that has happened allowed my heart to have a insight.
真的不是说好遇的日子，我随时都可以去到基督的台前，按着。 我们所作的，我们要在主面前交账。
That it may not be very long ways away. It could be a day that is coming soon where we will have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that we would be recompensed for the deeds that we have done in the body.
当我想到我有一天要在神面前交账的时候，即是叫我思想今日我在地上如何来活。
And when that thought occurs, that one day that God will take account with us in terms of what we have done, then it really affects how we are to live today. That it is just as it states here in the Bible, that it becomes an ambition for us, that we have resolved that to be an ambition for us, that we would be found pleasing to God.
叫我们这个心里的望远镜，因着望到将来的事情，叫我真的好实在，将来要发生的事，今日影响我今日地上边的生活。So
that this telescope that we have inherently in our hearts to be able to see into the future, now that dictates to us how we are to live today, that we are to live properly.
因为有信心的人，去睇得见的人，佢唔一定系活得出嘅人。So
someone who has that insight, that foresight to be able to see what is ahead, now it doesn't necessarily translate that that person will be able to also live it out. So though there are individuals who might see and yet never incorporate into their lives. So those are people that really don't have a true vision per se. That's why the Bible tells us that whether we are able to see and we are able to truly, whether we know and whether we truly know that there is a difference.
真看见的人呢,是起来有遵行,有实际的行动的。
Someone who truly knows, that means that they have true vision. Not only do they see it, but they would be active to put it in place, implement it. Without works, faith is dead.
是死的，死的即是不是生的，是吧？
Dead, that means it's not alive, it's dead.
圣经告诉我们，义人必因信得生。
The Bible tells us that for the righteous shall live by faith.
义人因着信，他得到这个生命，他是按着信心，活生生的信心来行走的。
So this righteous man, because of the faith that he has, he therefore conducts his life to live by faith.
他这个活生生的信心行走，不是根据人告诉他什么，也不是根据律法，而是根据他与神中间。
And the way that he lives by faith is not influenced by people, by what people tell him, is not influenced by law of what is required of him, but rather is solely dependent upon the relationship that he has and the fellowship that he has with God.
所以一个人愿不愿意走十字架道路，乃系与这个活嘅信心系手拖手。So
whether someone is willing to walk the path of the cross, it really is a matter that goes hand in hand with whether that person is living by faith.
没信心的人,他不会愿意走这条道路的。
If you don't have faith, you will never be willing to walk this path to the cross.
所谓有信心,他要有看见。
Someone who has faith, they have to have that vision.
这个看见,看见将来的奖赏。
That vision, that insight is to be able to see the eternal vision.
看见将来的奖赏。
To be able to see the reward that is to come in the future.
将来的审判。
To be able to see the judgment that is to come in the future.
并且将这个看见化成信服行动来活出来。
Not only to be able to see it, but to incorporate it into your lives and then to be able to live out your life by that faith.
这样的人能够走十字架的道路。
That individual then qualifies, fully qualifies to walk the path of the cross. Now we have heard so many messages on the subject matter of the cross, but it's really our desire that we would really be able to live it out.
我不希望我们是一个只是听见、知道、望到，却没有行动的人。
And we do not want to be someone who hears the truth, be able to know the truth, and just observes and sees it and never able to implement it into our lives.
或者我可以透過在希伯來書11章這裡兩個舊約的偉人，我們來看他們怎樣走這條十字架和信心的道路。
Maybe we can look at two specific characters that are revealed to us here, told to us here in Hebrews, to see how these particular characters actually was able to implement their faith into their walk.
主若願意，我願意去睇呢個亞伯拉罕同埋摩西呢兩個人物。Lord
permits for us now to go into a study of the person of Abraham and also the person of Moses.
我哋嚟要請聽我哋嚟讀希伯來書第11章第8節到第10節。
Please listen as I read through these following scriptural passages. The first is recorded in Hebrews 11, verses 8 through 10.
亚伯拉罕因着信，蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going.
他因着信 就在所应许之地作客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同蒙一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
By faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所建、所经营、所建造的。
For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
我们暂时到这里，一会儿我还会回来读这个希伯来书，我们不要冚埋它。We're
going to come back to this, but this is the gist of where we want to be for now.
神呼召亚伯拉罕离开米索波大米这个吾尔的地方。
Now God called out to Abraham to leave the land of Mesopotamia. This place of Ur.
咁我哋好多时以为吾尔一个落后嘅地方。
Oftentimes we might think, well, Ur is probably just an ancient city that's somewhat backward.
我哋知道神呼召亚伯拉罕离开吾尔，系进入迦南美地。
We know that God had called Abraham to leave Ur and to enter into the land of promise. The land of Canaan.
咁我哋会以为迦南系一个发达嘅地方。
And we think then, therefore, Canaan must be a very rich metropolis.
调转唔系咁样嘅。
But actually, the reality is exactly the reverse.
喺考古学上面嘅发现咧，吾尔咧系当时按照当时嘅生活水平嚟讲，系一个好好嘅地方。
According to archaeological finds, the city of Ur, according to the standards of that particular day, was an extremely vibrant metropolis. It's a place with a very prosperous place. And the dwellings that they lived in were very beautiful dwellings. According to what we can understand about Abraham and seeing the things that are depicted of him, he probably came from a very wealthy family. But the one thing about that particular place was that it was filled with idol worshippers and things regarding idols. So it is what we know today, or what the Bible tells us as being Babylon, or in today's terms, it is the country of Iraq. And we know from the Bible that man had once wanted to construct a tower of Babel.
我們原本不曉得巴別塔是什麼。
Now, maybe we're not so sure what the Tower of Babel or the Tower of Babel is.
現在考古學告訴我們，巴別塔是巴別的廟，是敬拜偶像的地方。
But archaeologists now tell us that according to the evidence, the Tower of Babel actually was a temple used to worship idols.
所以有一天，榮耀的神向亞伯拉罕，就亞伯蘭有顯現。
So one day when the God of glory comes and reveals himself to Abraham,
吩咐他你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
And he was instructed to leave his country, his home, his family, to go to a place that I have promised.
圣经告诉我们，亚伯拉罕有什么反应呢？
What did the Bible tell us was Abraham's response?
就是正面话我读的圣经，亚伯拉罕因着信。 蒙召出去就遵命出去。
According to the words that we just read, it says by faith, he obeyed to go out to a place which he was to receive an inheritance, not knowing where he was going.
是的，话唔，佢遵命，即系佢听话出去，但佢唔知道，佢知道神叫佢出去，佢唔知道要去边度。
Now it says very clearly, by faith he obeyed. Now, it's not that he didn't know that God has called him, but surely he knew. But he just didn't know where God was calling him.
但神卻應許要帶他去到應許地。
But God was going to bring him to the land of promise.
但以後神才慢慢將他跟他打開，告訴他要帶他到迦南美地。
But it wasn't until later that God slowly revealed to him the clues to tell him that he was going to be brought into the land of Canaan.
並且之後我們讀經，我們知道迦南地當時是荒涼的地方。When
we read the scriptures, we actually come to understanding that Canaan at that particular time was just an empty land.
第一點，你看見亞伯拉罕聽見神的呼召的時候，他沒有問為什麼。
Now the first thing we should notice is that at the moment when Abraham heard from God, he did not ask why. He was very assured that this was a calling from God, and that alone was enough.
要离开本族本家,
he was to leave his family, his home,
他的本地,
his land.
这个意思是离开他长大的地方,
this means that he has to leave a place that where he grew up.
离开很多的回忆,
to leave many memories.
离开他的亲朋戚友,
to leave his relatives, to leave his family members.
离开他的生活圈子,
to leave his circle of life.
离开他的同事,
to leave his cohorts.
离开他的朋友,
to leave his friends.
将他所有的感情放低,
to put aside all the emotional ties that he has invested into that place.
今天, 倘若神叫我們這樣做，我們願不願意呢？
Now, if God called you and told you that this is what you're supposed to do, would you do that?
我們會問很多考量。
We would have lots and lots of questions that are raised.
我有這麼多朋友在這裡，我有這麼多親戚在這裡。
I have so many friends here, I have so many relatives here.
但你卻要叫我離開。
But you're asking me to leave?
不知道是不是年紀大啊？
I'm not quite sure if it's a function of age. Oftentimes I find myself just enjoying reminiscing.
So you 起身就去了。
If you tell me to sort of take up my, pick up my roots and leave the present, maybe a little bit more difficult. But for Abraham, he heard and then he followed.
如果你说去旅行还好、啊、
You say, wow, it's just for a trip, a vacation.、
啊、
That's good.
但是说请你去旅行但不知道往哪里去的。
But if someone says, come on a vacation, but we're not quite sure where we're going to go yet, we don't know the destination.
哇你说去旅行不知道去哪里 去 你去不去、啊、去旅行你都不肯去了。
Even if it's just for a short trip, would you want to go to an unknown destination?
我们要什么东西都把握自己的手上。
Because we want to be in control of everything.
然后就会上网、哎、今晚住哪里明晚住哪里后晚住哪里订酒店、啊。
We might go on the internet and start to plan. Well, I need to figure out where I'm going to stay tonight and then the next day where my lodging is going to be found and make all the proper arrangements.、
啊、对不住、啊、对不住。
But sorry.
听晚住边度，后晚住边度，十日之后住边度都唔知道噶吓。
We don't know where we're going to be tomorrow. We don't know where we're going to be the next day. We don't even know where we're not going to know where we're going to be for the next 10 days.
去到边就住到边啦。
We're just going to put up a. We're just going to live wherever we end up that particular day.
啊，你话如果我一个人都 OK， 但哎呀，我仲带住我啲仔女，点算啊
？Well, if I was single, if I was a bachelor, okay, maybe so, all right. But I have so many other. In my family, what about them?
我哋好多忧虑，好多安排嘅。
We have a lot of concerns. We have a lot of things that we have to plan.
啊，但系亚伯拉罕就系咁样离开安逸，离开嗰个富庶嘅地方，离开佢住嘅屋企，就出去啦。
But Abraham, he just took up him, picked up himself and left his comfort zone to and left where he lived and went off.
他是不是放弃自己的权利呢他真的放弃了自己的权利。
Did he give up his rights? Surely he did.
难道他没有权好像别人一样住在大的房子里面
Doesn't he have a right to be able to live in the biggest dwelling, in the biggest house? Yes.、
啊、好像保罗这样说难道只是我保罗、啊、没有权利带着这个使徒一样带着姊妹即是太太、啊、来到周围传道吗？
Just like Paul, he had once said, don't I also, Paul, have the right just as all the other apostles to have someone by my side, my spouse, and to be able to go from place to place just like everyone else?
啊，呢啲唔係罪。
Sure, these are not sin.
係我哋與身俱離嘅權利。
They are our rights, our rightful rights.
啊，但有一日神有更美嘅為我哋預備嘅時候，神向我哋呼召，叫我脱離呢啲。
But God has something more wonderful planned and arranged for us, and He wants for us to let go of those very rights.
啊，神为我有更好的预备。
God has something better prepared for us.
咁佢喺度出去嘅时候咧，喺亚伯拉罕身上边咧，有一点系好特别嘅。
Now,
除咗离开佢父家之外
，there is something that's very unique about the person of Abraham, aside from the fact that he was willing to take up and go.
啊，喺第九节嗰度咧，就话俾我听，佢因着信咧。在所应许之地作客，好像在异地居住帐篷。
Verse 9 tells us that by faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents.
大家有几多人住过帐篷啊
？How many brothers and sisters here have ever stayed in a tent？
我谂都起码有一半以上系嘛
？I'm sure there's at least half of us, right？、啊Can you raise your hands? How many people have stayed in a tent?
我冇舉手。啊，我好似住過一次啊。
Me? I might have done that once before.
住帳篷咧好凍啊。
I know it's very cold.
有一次咧，我記得我唯一一次去 Yosemite 住嗰啲布嗰啲帆布帳篷啊。我諗條件比亞伯拉罕嘅好好多噶啦。
I remember the one and only time that I've ever gone to Yosemite, I had to stay in a tent, a canvas tent. I'm sure that the quality of that canvas tent far surpasses the tent that Abraham had.
咁啊，两个睡袋下边仲要加几层被喺下边，先至背脊冇咁冻。
I had to have two sleeping bags. I have to be in two sleeping bags. Plus, I had to have blankets underneath to make sure my bottom was warm.
所以以後都唔瞓帳篷啦。
So from that experience, my resolve was I'm never living in tents again. I'm never staying in tents again.
但亞伯拉罕咧係一個一生住帳篷嘅人。
But Abraham, he became a dweller of tents for his entire life.
點解佢要咁做呢
？Why was he willing to do that？
啊，佢梗係啦，佢要出埃及呢個吾爾， 一路行行行行到去迦南地嘛，所以佢梗系要住帐篷啦。
You could say, well, of course, it's a natural thing. I mean, you're telling him to move from the city of Ur, and he's going to have to be traveling through the wilderness to this other place, the Canaan. And so, of course, it's convenient for him to have a tent.
但一件好奇妙嘅事喎，当佢就视乎去到迦南地嘅时候，佢都还系住喺帐篷里边。
But very amazing thing is that even when he arrived in Canaan, he still dwelt in tents.
去到迦南地應該起屋啦。
When you would think that if he's arrived at Canaan, build a house.
那神應許嘅地方應該喺嗰度起屋。
It is the land of God's promise, right? So of course you should build a house.
但其實亞伯拉罕佢心裏邊有一個睇見。
But for Abraham, in his heart, he saw something else.
原來神所俾佢嘅唔單止係屬地嘅。
What God intended to provide to Abraham was not just something of this earth.
还有属天的美好的。
But there was a greater good in the heavens.
因着看见这个属天的，他就不留恋属地的。
And because Abraham saw that vision of the heavens, he was willing to let go of the things of this earth.
本来有钱好地地的，住洋屋养番狗，我们中国人最喜欢这么说。
Initially, he was very well off, right? He was living in the best mansion the money can buy. We oftentimes think that it's wonderful to have a house and to have pets or have a dog.
点解而家日日要搬，日日要搬咁样样咧？有钱都唔用得啊！
Why does he impose upon himself this need to move so every so often? Even though he has wealth, why doesn't he just use his wealth?
因为佢里边有一个嘅看见啊。
Why? It's because he saw something deeper in his heart.
所以他才愿意走这条艰苦的道路，十字架的道路。
And that's what prompted him to be willing to live this life of poverty, seemingly, who is this life of a tent dweller.
并且呢，他觉得这件是好事。
More than that, though, he finds that this is a good thing.
怎么是好事呢？
Why is it a good thing?
如果不好的事，你会不会带你的仔啊，你的孙一起去做啊？
If it's not a good thing, would you bring your children, would you bring your nephew along to go with you? Grandchildren to go with you?
因为圣经跟我们这么讲的，他在异地居住帐篷，遇到同蒙一个应许的以撒雅各一样。其实呢，英文请读先。
And it tells us that he lived as an alien in the land of promise in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob.
是的，英文就是告诉我们，他同以撒雅各一起住在帐篷里边嘅。
That means that he was dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob specifically.
今日我哋预备都预备仔女出世，梗系预备佢入 Stanford 啦，系嘛
？Today when we have a child, we have our hopes pinned to that child that hopefully they'll be able to have entrance into Stanford.
个仔女出世，连个孙肥肥白白都带埋去住帐篷
But not only my son, but my grandson, such a chubby and adorable child, you're going to make him be a tent dweller too?
他是真的里面有看见的。
It really required for him to have something, an insight, deep inside.
觉得这件是一件好事。
He recognized that this was good.
很多时走十字架道路，我们愿意自己走。
A lot of times, we say we want to walk the way of the cross, but we want to walk it ourselves.
不可以俾我仔女走嘅。
I don't want to for that type of thing to be on the head of my child or my children.
我要保護佢。
I want to protect my children.
因為十字架道路太苦啦。
The way of the cross is much too grim.
我願意孭呢個十字架。
I'm willing to bear the cross.
但我仔女唔得啦，你哋唔掂得佢呢個金波咯。
But I don't want to allow that to happen to my children. They're my golden child.
有啲咩誤會難處臨到佢咧？呢個爸爸或者媽媽第一個就跳起上，幫我擋曬，幫佢爭取公義。
Whenever any misunderstanding or misconceptions come or are darts of things come against the child, the parent oftentimes are the very first one to stand for the right of their children and to deflect all sorts of accusations.
幫佢爭取佢嘅權利。
To once again to assert their rights.
唔願意俾自己兒女走十字架道路。
We don't want our children to be walking the path of the cross.
為著主嘅緣故蒙受一啲嘅誤會，受一啲嘅艱難。
To be able to bear a misunderstanding and to bear slander for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你係睇見十字架後邊 嗰個榮耀係咁真實嘅話，點解唔容讓你個兒女嚟到行呢條路呢？
But if you truly were someone who saw the glory that lied behind the cross, why then wouldn't you want that to be the experience of your children?
阿伯拉罕佢係將自己嘅兒子、自己嘅孫兒一同嚟帶上走呢條嘅道路。
Abraham not only walked it himself, but he brought along his son and his grandson to be able to walk along the same path.
在这里我们再读在这个13节，我读到第16节。
We're going to continue our reading in that particular passage, Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to jump to verse 13. We're going to read all the way through verse 16.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的。却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己是在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
All these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunities to return.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。
But as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one.
所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
他们是一班亚伯拉罕一家是住帐篷的人。
Abraham and his entire family were tent dwellers.
我们最近读这个以斯拉记。
More recently, we are on Friday evenings, a group of us are studying the book of Ezra.
当我们来思想神为什么要这个以色列人要守这个住棚节的时候。
When we come to the part where we're studying that God has instituted a day of festival for the Israelites to be able to observe a day of tents, the Feast of Tabernacles.
要守这个住棚节，咁有属灵意思是什么呢？
What is the spiritual meaning in the Feast of the Tabernacles?
我们知道以色列人在这个旷野漂流了40年，他们住帐篷。
We know that the Israelites, after they came out of Egypt, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and all during that period of time, they dwelt in tents.
但我在思想的时候，更加想到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一生，他都是住帐篷的人。
When we come to this, we recognize that Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they were all tent dwellers.
原来神叫他们住帐篷，叫他们想起，他们的根不是在地上边。
The reason why God wanted them to dwell in tents was so that it allowed them to understand that they do not have roots here in the world. Because they are only sojourners, guests here on earth. What they are following is a path towards the heavens. That their roots are in heaven. So for us today, do we have a similar type of attitude? It doesn't mean that, I want to be a tent dweller too, so I'm going to take a tent and put it out in my backyard. I'm just going to live in the backyard instead of living in my house. What it really tells us is about, or what it really focuses on is about our heart, our attitude. What is it that our heart has a grasp on today? It is extremely critical that we answer the question, does God have a priority in your life? When we're studying about Ezra, we recognize that God is instilled or moving, extolling these, motivating these individuals who actually has forgotten about their homeland to once again return to their original country.
圣经告诉我们，这些以色列民 就深受心被激动，咁佢就翻去了重建圣殿。
And it tells us in the Bible that these Israelites became fervent in their hearts, and so they made it a journey to go back to their original country.
今日如果神向我哋心里边说话，感动我哋嘅时候，我哋有冇将神嘅事、教会嘅事摆喺第一位咧？
Now, if God was motivating you, moving you to have that thought, does it allow then, or does it translate then for you to put it into action, to put the things of God's church, to put the things of God as first priority in your life?
我最恐怕、最惧怕一件事情就是，如果甚至乎将神要激动我哋嘅时候，我都无动于衷，这个不是一个帐篷的人生。
What I am most fearful of is that at the moment when God does move us, that we would not be sensitive to His guidance, and then we would never qualify to be someone who is a dweller of tents.
在亚伯拉罕的里面，他知道神不单止给他一个属地的祝福。
For Abraham, not only did he realize that God blessed him with earthly riches,
但他知道甚至乎这个属地的祝福都是暂时的。
But he knew, but Abraham knew that these earthly blessings were merely temporary.
他心里边十分渴望那个属天的祝福。
Instead, what he desired in his heart, what he longed for, was that heavenly blessing.
今天我们的心态，究竟我们是要找地上的钱啊、屋啊，还是我盼望我积蓄一些属灵的建造在神的面前呢？
So our heart, our attitude today, what is it about?Is it about acquiring wealth here, acquiring some blessings here on earth, or are we about storing up treasures that are for a heavenly construction?
所以他居住在世人当中，他不属于这个世界。
So even though he was amongst the world, he was not of the world.
人家看见他呢，是这个，圣经说这个是，是这个客旅。
People saw him as an alien.
都有聖經講話用呢個 stranger 呢個字啊。
Or this word stranger.
Stranger 咧，即係話呢個人係 strange 嘅。
Stranger means that that person is strange.
唔屬於我哋嘅。
He's not of us. He's not one of us.
佢所代表嘅嗱，另一個地方。
He represents some other place.
我記得我哋啊 ，Cancel 弟兄話初嚟美國嘅時候，啲西人要睇下佢摸下呢個中國人啊，黑色頭髮未見過啊 ，stranger 嚟嘅。
You remember a story? Our brother Ken, he related to us how when he first immigrated, when he first came here as a student to America, how people, the Caucasian people that he was with, they came up and thought of him as strange, wanted to touch his hair, his black hair, wanted to touch him as he was not one of them.
我哋要喺呢個地上邊表明我哋明光照耀嘅屬神嘅一班人。
Today, what is evident? What is displayed in us? Shouldn't it be that we are of the heavens, that we are God's people?
我唔同呢個世界一樣。
That we are different from this world. I don't want to be like this world.
啊，嗰日我去整車。
A while back, I took my car in for a tune-up.
咁我問啊，幾耐攞得架車
？I asked the mechanic, "How long will it be before I can get the car back?"
佢話一粒鐘喎。
He says 1 hour.
我因為鐘頭一粒一粒噶。
There's a unit in Chinese that he puts to it. It's sort of like one unit of hour. Is what he was saying. So I'm thinking, how come what a strange thing to say one unit of hour?
一個鐘啊嘛。
That means 1 hour, right?
英文翻唔到，對唔住啊。
Sorry, this gets lost in translation.
但我記得好耐好耐之前咧。呢啲嘅字眼咧，唔係普通有文化嘅人用噶。
I know that this type of word or vocabulary that's used is not used by those who are educated.
但慢慢潛移默化，咁我哋就被潛移默化啦
嚇。But slowly it's crept into the use of vocabulary use of everyday life, and so pretty much it now has become everyday life.
今日如果你租屋俾人嘅話咧？
If you rent your house to someone,
你賣報紙,
you advertise in the newspaper,
你會唔會話吉屋出租呢？即係一個好吉祥嘅屋嚟出租嚇。
Would you say a house of fortune for rent?
因為咧，中國人唔中意講空屋啊， 空 empty 呢個字咧，同嗰個空笑嗰、那個空咧同音啊。
空笑係咩？
空啊，
空笑
啊，衣服，衣服啊，係咪衣服啊？
Because in the Chinese characters, the character for empty sounds very similar to the character for evil. So no one wants to use or describe a house as being empty.
Yeah, so it's 根屋唔係空屋啦。
Oh, instead, so they say that it's a house of fortune in the Chinese vocabulary to indicate that it is not evil.
有一次我翻香港做身份證。
One time I was back in Hong Kong, and I was going through some.
去政府嗰度啊，申請呢 ID
to apply for identification card from the government。
咁啊，填表啦，填到嗰欄我唔識填，我阿 Sir 呢個點填啊？啲欄咁。
So I was filling out the form until a point where I didn't understand the question. So I asked the clerk. I said, "Excuse me, but what does this mean?"
呢個係政府啊，香港政府。
Now this was the Hong Kong government.
佢話：吉咗佢啦，吉咗佢啊。
Oh, and his response was to just leave it blank.
咁我停咗十秒鐘，翻嚟睇下，點樣吉個窿咧？我唔係幾明。
The character where he used the way that he expressed it was similar to as if you poked a hole into a piece of paper. So I waited for about 10 seconds, sort of thinking this through my mind. How am I supposed to poke a hole in this paper?
咁我冇吉到佢啊。
Of course, I didn't poke a hole into the paper.
我翻我阿 Sir 唔明白點解。
Instead, I went back to the clerk and I said, "Excuse me, sir, but I don't quite understand your answer. What does that mean?"
佢話吉咗佢咯。
He just says, "Just poke a hole in it." Is what he said.
咁我又諗咗十秒鐘，我又翻去。
I walked back and thought about another 10 seconds, and then I went back to him again.
我話 Sir, 我真係唔明白啊。
I said, "Excuse me, but I really don't understand what you're saying."
佢話空咗佢啊。
So then finally he said it very plainly. It just says blanket or blanket out or leave it blank.
我明白啦啊。
And then I said, "Okay, I understand now."
我空咗佢咪空咗佢，點解講得咁複雜啊
？I said, "If you told me it from the very beginning, just leave it blank, then it wouldn't have all this problem. Why so complicated?"
咁就係啲人唔中意用嗰個字，因為有一啲嘅迷信喺裏邊。
Is again once again because that word or that character is has some inferences to something that is a misfortune, and so therefore they don't want to use that word.
咁今日我哋信主嘅人，我哋應當如何作咧？
But what about us as Christians? What are we to do today?
我喺有咩見證咧？
What type of testimony are we giving today?
我有冇覺得啊嚟到呢世界上咧，覺得同我差唔多噶
？Do we think, oh, I'm sort of like them, the people of this world?
啊，還係我哋真係俾人睇見，我哋明光照耀嘅。
Or are we really like lights in the darkness to others?
所以有一啲迷信嘅，有一啲唔好嘅，我哋都係要留心嚇。呢個一個例子，其實好多方面都係咁樣嘅。
Sure, there are certain things about misfortune or unlucky things. Those things we might know. Some of those things are in our culture, and so yes, we do need to know them.
所以我哋好多嘢唔好做，基督徒好多嘢你要唔講得咁多，因為我哋唔係按律法咧，裏邊有教導嘅。
So, but as Christians, we should be different now. It's not so much, oh, you should do this, you shouldn't do that, and there's a whole list of them. Because really, our life is not based on the law, following particular rules.
但你卻要知道今日嘅萬福嘅源頭係賴從我哋主嚟嘅。
But we have to realize in and of ourselves that the giver of all gifts is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
我哋唔需要將個福嚟到倒轉。
We don't need to turn over fortune so that it will pour out upon us like the Chinese character some people do. We don't need to post those idioms of fortune that like some people do during New Year's. We shouldn't, at the same time, on the flip side, we shouldn't be afraid of things that are unfortunate, talk about death and talk about things that seemingly are unlucky.
因為我哋係呢個屬天嘅子民，喺地上邊係客旅，賴做寄居嘅。
Because we are citizens of the heavens, and we are only sojourners, we're strangers or aliens here on earth.
今日我哋只能夠講亞伯拉罕，講埋亞伯拉罕，我哋就完啦。
Today we are able only to get into the person of Abraham, and unfortunately our time is up.
佢話講啲咁話嘅人，又咁做嘅人咧，聖經咪冇講啊？咁樣講咁樣話嘅人，又咁做嘅人咧，係表明佢自己要揾一個家鄉。
The Bible clearly tells us that for some, for individuals, for characters who say such things and who actually does these things, they really are ones who are seeking for a country of their own. If you look at Abraham, you realize that he gave up all of his earthly rights. He went forth to engage in battle, and he should reap the spoils of victory. But instead, he rejected it. He brought along his nephew Lot. He brought along his nephew.
神因为祝福亚伯拉罕, 所以祝福罗德.
Now God, because he blessed Abraham, also blessed Lot.
但这个罗德呢,
but for Lot, he never had that vision. He just thought, oh, God is blessing me. He never knew, or it never occurred to him that he was blessed only by association, because he was with his uncle. And since God was blessing his uncle, it overflowed to him. When their respective servants were arguing, Abraham, for the sake of harmony, said to Lot, well, tell you what, you can choose any land, any part of this land, to be yours. We don't want any more conflict, and so we cannot stay together anymore. If you want to go to the north, I'll go to the south. If you want to go to the east, I'll go to the west. Now, by every right, you would think the nephew should allow the uncle to make the choice. First, of course, he is his elder. Secondly, Lot was able to be prosperous because of Abraham, what Abraham brought to the table. For Lot, he didn't have such commonplace courtesy to say, okay, I'll let you go ahead and choose. Instead, without even saying thank you, he just said, okay, I'll choose this. He didn't even have courtesy, and instead he chose the best land for himself and left the wasteland, seemingly, for Abraham. What did Abraham do?
喂,
did Abraham hold fast to his rights and say, hey, I'm the uncle here.
你知不知当日我离开吾尔，我唔带埋你，你咁你仲喺嗰度做紧咩嘢啊？
Don't you know if I didn't take you along with me when we left Ur, you would still be back there, and who knows what you would be doing back there?
你唔识感恩图报，今日又唔识教你嘅仆人，居然今日仲嚟到同我争地。
Not only do you not know how to have a courtesy of handling grace, but you don't even teach your servants to behave properly, and now they are striving with my servants.
伯拉罕一样都冇咁做，好安静嘅，让晒俾佢。
But Abraham didn't respond in any of those ways, but that calmly and quietly he allowed Lot to choose the land that he chose.
因为佢知道佢根唔喺地上边。
Because Abraham knew that his roots were not here on earth.
呢啲嘢都要过去。
All of these things will pass one day.
佢喺嗰度想念、羡慕一个属天嘅家乡。
And what he was seeking for and what he was thinking about was a country in the heavens.
不是说属地的家乡不好。
It's not that the things, the earthly country or earthly house is not good.
但是属天的家乡更加好。
But the heavenly dwelling, the heavenly place, that's even better.
他说讲这样的话的人，又是这样做的人，他用他生命来，用他事实，用他行动来表明了他要找一个更美的家乡。
He was someone who spoke, who talked the talk, but he was someone who also walked the walk. So that not only did he just say it, but he actually, by his very actions, displayed the very fact that he was someone who was looking for a better country.
尤其是在我现在这个发达的时代，我都向往回几十年前，那些小桥流水，那些没那么污染，没那么快速的时代。
Oftentimes in our fast-paced world today, we reflect and reminisce and we want to be in a more serene and tranquil place where there's a brook that's run, that runs down the side. We want to be in those particular tranquil places. We reflect and we remember the food that we had when we were young, they were the best food. You remember if you were living in Hong Kong, if you're living in these high rises downstairs where they would have these food courts, so to speak, where the best food court was. If you want to reflect back on the country that you came from, yes, you still have an opportunity to go back to the place where you came from. We know of individuals who arrived in the United States, stayed here for 2 weeks, didn't like the livelihood, that, the life here in the United States, and returned to Hong Kong. There you have a green card, but they say, oh, forget about that, I'm just going to go back and live in Hong Kong. Because they thought about the country that they came from, and so therefore they went back to it. Maybe it is a function of time and age, because oftentimes I find myself reflecting, thinking about my old friends, thinking of my old classmates, thinking just about the past, not much to look forward to seemingly for the future. Even in my dreams, I dream about my friends from the past. And then when the news came of a 25-year reunion, I was so happy. I want to go back to that reunion. I want to be able to find the friends that I had when I was youth. I want to find my moment of youth once again. But for Abraham, he was only thinking about a better country, a better home, which is in the heavens. The Lord has told us that I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place, I will return and take you to be where I am. And so therefore, God was not ashamed to be called their God. In the Bible, we see it clearly. It oftentimes refers to God as God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. What if your name was added to the end of that list? God of your name. Then you think, wow, what a wonderful place. God cannot be without me. Whenever my children are fortunate enough to earn honors and they're presented with some sort of award, I want to be the trumpet and say, hey, I'm the dad, okay? Don't forget about me. But if my children perform poorly, I don't even want to show up. Why would I want to identify myself as being the father of these people who can't even perform? I probably forget about going up and greeting them. I'll probably say, I'll just meet you outside later after the awards. So God was not ashamed to be called their God. So does God find glory in you? In the Bible, it is not restricted only to referring to God as God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Actually, in the Bible, it also refers to God as God of blank. Now, what name goes there? Maybe you can look for it yourself.
有某些人的神都是这样加上去，因为神以他们为荣的。
Why? Because God is glorified in them.
So, 称为某某人的神,并不以为耻.
And so therefore, he is happy to be God of them, for they, and he is not ashamed to be their God.
今天出到世界上,回到学校里面,你又回到工作的单位里面,你又没有在那里见证神.
So today, when we get out into the real world, when we're back in school, or when we're back in our own workplace, are you a testimony to God there?
有时不是神以我们为耻,我们以神为耻. 有时不是,
it's not so much that God is not ashamed of us, but that we oftentimes are ashamed of God.
祈祷,吃饭都不敢祈.
We're even afraid to give thanks to the Lord for the food before we partake of the food. We're afraid to tell others about the gospel. We're afraid to tell others, hey, I believe in Jesus Christ. You're so ashamed of God. How could it possibly be that God would be glorified in you?
到那一天,神怎样可以说我是某某某人的神?当然他是你的神,但我都不知道怎样说我的感觉。
Sure, come that one day, at the end of the day, God will come and reveal himself to be your God, but will he be able to say, I'm the God of, fill in your name? If we have that type of testimony, or that type of witness for God, we realize how fulfilling it is for God and in his heart. So God never considered to be ashamed of to be their God, because this was these were his children that were so proud that in whom he was so proud. So therefore, because of that, God prepared a city for them. And that city is that eternally glorious city. We're going to end our sharing here today. But through the sharing, may the Lord truly use the words that are spoken to allow us to turn our sights to that which is of the future. That those very things that are of the eternity future that will happen, shall happen here with us.
地上边这一切是暂时的。
Those things of the world, the worldly things, they're only temporary.
我们知道,晓得,我们有一天在主面前要交账。
One day, we know and we should fully expect that the Lord will take account with us.
信主的,进入永生,在那里接受赏罚。
Those who believe in the Lord, they will enter into eternal bliss. And enjoy what God has prepared.
不信主的,
and those who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they will enter into eternal damnation.
今天按住我们里面的体验,我们晓得在地上如何按着神所赐给我们的信,来活地上的生活。
Based on what we see for ourselves as our vision, that will dictate to us whether we are living by the faith that God has given to us to be His testimony here on earth. If the Lord permits that He will give us another opportunity next time, so we'll continue our sharing. Let us pray. Lord, we implore you to open the eyes of our hearts, that we truly would have faith in our hearts.
叫这个所望之时的实底未见之时的确据在我们里面承认。
That we have assurance of things not assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen.
叫这些来影响我们地上边的生活，就叫我们愿意成为一个走十字架道路的人。
And may these visions influence us, dictate to us how we will live our lives, so that we will be ones who are walking the path of the cross. May the Lord guide us. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.